wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ai, tēnā no koutou whakarongo mena ki aku Guli Clark tēne. Tēnā pea, ngā kōrero e puta mai ana iaia mō tātou e whakaro kanui nei te tino pai. Kia ora to you, Hine.
Ngā mihi ki a koutou e te whānau, o te hiku, nōku te whewhi a hoa, kei te whakawhiti kōrero pāua, miharo, pai ki au.
Pai ki a koe. Nā, i kei a koe e mahi anei tēnei mahi, ka pēha te roa a koe i roto e te mahi e mahi mai ana.
Ok, ka... Ko oti au ngā mahi whakangungu I roto I tau Mate Hinengaro I te tau 2006. So, ka tū ki te specialist, tērā ingoa, tērā taitara ne, mai tērā whainua ki tērā tau.
Ah.
So, since 2006, I've been a specialist, a child and adolescent psychiatrist. And so this is my mahi, maha ngā momo mahi I roto I tērā tūranga, hoi anō rā. Pāsai mai e pāna ki etahi kaupapa I roto I tērā ao.
Ai, Hine, I a koe mahi anei tēnei mahi, te mahi ki te Hine Ngaro. E tūtaki ana koe, kanui te tino nui ki roto I te iwi Māori e here mai ana kia haka tika ngia?
Te nuinga o te Māori kei roto I tērā mamai.
Ai.
Look, there are. We have a major problem, ewa. We have a serious problem with the disproportionate representation of our people who are experiencing distress and anguish and fear and pain in their emotional lives, in the way that we think about the world. And that is for a number of reasons, and we can certainly talk about that. So we know from the statistics, and we know from our practice-based evidence, from the evidence that I see every day, that our people are way overrepresented in even if we want to look at very specific diagnostic categories, and we can argue about whether those categories actually are appropriate for our people. Sometimes they are not, in my opinion, and sometimes they may be. So the short answer is we have major problems with our mental health in the Māori world. I'm sure I'm not surprising anyone by saying this.
Okay. Right. Hine, do you think having this problem, is it the background of growing up as a small child till they become adults in families?
So I think there are a number of contributing factors, Ilhama. One of the major contributing factors remains colonization. So the process of colonization isn't something that just happened, 100 or so years ago. It is continuing now.
Mm.
And we see these effects intergenerationally. So the effect of our whānau moving from home to the cities to find work, and the discrimination and the poverty they have experienced in those settings over many generations, and all the things that hunt in a pack around marginalised people, around Indigenous people like us, contribute to the cascade, if you will, of effects on our mental health. So, unfortunately, our people become... We lost our language, many of our whānau, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know from my mum, who's from Herekino, Aina Bowman, passed away nearly 30 years ago, our mum. She didn't have access to our language. And I know that really hurt her. You know, she felt mamai for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has passed on to our whānau. Just like many other whānau, that's just to give one small example. Having our land stolen. You know, when you take these fundamental aspects of health away from people in such a dramatic, in such a traumatic way. You know, many people were killed over this in living memory. So this is not something that is ancient in the, you know, that is passed into things that are forgotten. This is very much in people's minds now. And of course we have ongoing effects of discrimination in our schools. So we have very good research that unfortunately in a lot of our schools, our teachers have different expectations of our tamariki mokopuna. And so our tamariki mokopuna are not offered science. They're not offered the courses that would give them a range of opportunities in their lives. They're given very limited options. And our students, and we know our students see this. So our students start to feel that they are less important, they have that they are less meaningful, that their lives are less important than other tamariki, than other rangatahi. And then, of course, we have all the other complex impacts of colonization, and that, you know, the thing that the colonizers do is they get us to hurt ourselves. You know, so we hurt ourselves with alcohol and substances and with violence, and these things also impact on our mental health.
Now, one of the questions I was going to ask you, Hine, was, you know, it's coming to the floor now overseas. They're finding and they're asking us in New Zealand the traumas they have, especially in America, Canada, Germany, all those countries, and even around the Middle East. They have so much trauma in their lives, and they're looking at us because they seem to have found one of it is mental health, and of course psychiatry comes into it, or they're not taught, or they're not aware about opening up, but they have their lifestyles in their countries or how they live, and they're looking at New Zealand, where we've been trying to tackle the positions of the DHBs with the mental health, psychiatry and all that. How do you feel, us as a country, how are we taking it to the world?
Oh, pato rangatira. I think we have a lot to offer the world. And isn't it strange, actually, that often, you know, when I speak at international meetings, you know, people really are very interested, like you say, in the solutions. Because we have so many solutions in our culture.
Yes.
We know that bringing back our language is fundamental to our well-being. Te reo is a health issue, you know. He rongo a tō te reo, I roto I tō tātou reo Māori. He rongo a tērā. We know this, we feel it. In my research in traumatic brain injury, people said consistently, even if you don't understand te reo, it's healing. It's a healing modality. So people around the world appreciate our cultural resources, things like kapahaka, waiata, karakia, you know, whakamoimiti, waka ama, practices that are fundamental, itikai from home, being on the marae, just, you know, whakapanaungatanga, era momo, mahi, is, you know, ka piki aki te oranga o te tangata, you know, it's good for our wairua. And so internationally people are very interested in how they might translate what we're trying to do here into their own context. And it's fascinating to me that we still have so much of a fight at home. We constantly have to justify and prove, you know, we have to prove through science or other means of, that our culture is of value, that our culture can contribute to our own well-being. To even take back control of our own land, of our own resources in order to foster well-being for our people is a battle. You know, this is not something that is handed over easily. This is the power differential between the Crown and us is massive. So I agree.
Yes,
internationally people are very interested, and we we get a lot of recognition internationally. I wish we would get the same recognition at home.
Oh, kia ora. Oh, well, ko mimiti aku kōrero ki a koe mo tēnei wahanga o tā. Hine, it's been good. Ki te kōrero atu ki a koe, mō tēnei wahanga o te rā. E, kōrero kapi au, mataua mō tēnei wahanga?
Ai, oh. He pēki wiki, e roso i te whānau tēnei wiki. He honorinui ki a whātou te heku, te tohu o Gweni o Ingarangi o Nutirane hoki. I te rastu wiki, I had received the New Zealand Order of Merit from the Governor General last week on behalf of all of us te heku neha.
Aye.
And I look forward to bringing that tohu home at some time soon. And also, just to let you know, e te whānau, I'm on the Prime Minister's Science Advisors panel to synthesise the evidence around cannabis.
Oh,
and
yes.
And to provide some straightforward documentation around the cannabis referendum for next year. We had our first meeting yesterday, and so my drive is to ensure my Māori experience as a psychiatrist, as a woman, as a mother, is there, and you know, my accountability always is to our people. So yeah, watch the space, whānau, where we're trying our best to prepare some useful information for you all to make a decision next year with the referendum on cannabis law reform.
Oh, tēnā koe hine, mahi tikana ki nei kōrero mō tēnei ra, kia tātou katoa, kia rongo i ngā iwi o te haukainga, a me te tai toke rau, ki nei kōrero mō tāua mō tēnei ra nāno reira, a pōpō nei ka wai atu nou ki a koe mō etahi kōrero nei hine.
Oh, ai, kaore, kore aua, kaore, kore,
wai amai. Kia ora mai ano ki a koe, tēnā ano koe mō tēnei ra.
Tēnā ko te katoa.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. I o te kaumā whetu i ra tahi te iarere.